AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Sanctions may be on the way by the end of the summer for Chrysler's parent company, Fiat. Federal officials accuse it of violating safety laws and almost two dozen recalls. At a public hearing today, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Officer Jennifer Timian described the kind of recalls the automaker has failed to deal with properly.
Recalls for fuel systems that can catch fire in rear crashes, defective ignition switches that can disable a vehicle's airbags, and defective airbags that can unexpectedly go off.
The company could face hefty fines or be ordered to buy back recalled vehicles. Hundreds of people will be spending the night away from home in eastern Tennessee following a train derailment near the town of Maryville. As many as 5,000 were evacuated. Several were treated at a hospital. This is City Manager Craig McLean.
We understand that 45 people total have been admitted to the hospital. Only 21 of those are left. The rest have gone home. We think about 10 more are leaving very soon. Maybe just a handful that will stay overnight.
The CSX freight train was carrying a flammable and toxic substance. For the first time since 2003, a person in the U.S. has died after contracting measles. It happened in Washington State. This is the AP's Martha Belisle.
Clallam County had an outbreak of measles this spring, and they were treating a number of people, and the woman was hospitalized for other health issues. The health officials believed that she was exposed when she went to the facility in Clallam County, and then she was moved to Seattle and died. And it was only after an autopsy was done that they discovered that she had died from measles.
President Obama went to Wisconsin today to promote his economic policies and take a few swipes at Republicans.
I want to emphasize, I know some of them well. They're good people. It's just their ideas are bad.
Wisconsin's Governor Scott Walker is expected to officially enter the presidential race later this month. This is AP Radio News. A day after President Obama announced the U.S. and Cuba will open embassies in the two nations' capitals, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is throwing cold water on the move to improve relations. He says the Senate is unlikely to approve an American ambassador to Cuba. The legal fight over the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico 5 years ago may be over. The oil company and five states have reached a nearly $19 billion settlement. An apology today to Whole Foods shoppers a week after an investigation found the grocer routinely overcharged for some prepackaged foods. Walter Robb, one of the company's CEOs, says in a YouTube release, "Straight up, we made some mistakes." But he says errors on weighing and pricing were not intentional.
And we know they're unintentional because the mistakes are both in the customer's favor and sometimes not in the customer's favor. It's understandable sometimes mistakes are made. They're inadvertent. They do happen because it's a hands-on approach to bringing you the fresh food.
Rob says the company will give away items for free if customers discover they were overcharged. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.